Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
The McNeil and Perkins Show.
I was listening to the McNeil and Perkins Show.
Afternoons on the Score.
Thanks for hanging out. McNeil and Perkins on the Score. The hour brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. What's up, Mac?
Thank goodness we have Ryan Pace employed by our local football team. So we have a cast assembled that's fun to watch every Sunday because the winter teams are not a whole lot of fun to watch. We only got to wait five more days till we see the Bears strut their stuff again. I look forward to that. I wish it were tomorrow, but it's not.
Yeah, you gotta wait. Gotta wait till Sunday.
Gotta wait it out.
And that's what the calendar says. But you're right. If the Bears were bad and we had another year of John Fox and Dowell Loggins, my God, it'd be bleak.
I was thinking today, you know, thank goodness the Bears are going to play in January. I thought that before the season started, and nothing's happened that makes me waver on that. They're going to be a playoff team, at the minimum, a wild card. Because it's going to be a grind before baseball teams report to training camp with the Bulls and Blackhawks. Zach LaVine can score, but I need more than that.
Sure.
To stay engaged. It's not good.
Well, I wonder, you know, that's an interesting thought. I wonder if Bears fans are ready to offer any sort of mea culpa or any sort of, you know, hey, Ryan Pace, I was critical of you, but I was wrong. You've returned relevancy to Bears football. And I get it if the answer is no, and you want to hold him to a higher standard of actually winning the division, winning playoff games, if you will never forgive him until they win a Super Bowl. I don't know, but that guy was, a lot of people called for his firing, what, 12 months ago?
With the Fox dismissal, a lot of people thought they should go together.
Yeah, so less than a year ago, a lot of people were calling for it. And here he is, having transformed the team into arguably best defense in the NFL, good young coach, good young quarterback, and a lot of upside.
I am allowing myself to get intoxicated by this team's success, despite its absence of wins against quality opponents. That continues to be the battle cry for those who doubt the Bears, and it's indisputable. They haven't beat a winning team. I understand that completely, but they've posted now three consecutive double-digit wins. They're covering spreads. They're beating the crap out of teams they're supposed to beat the crap out of. And it feels good going into this Vikings game for the first time. Look, I'm tired of being negative. We've been negative about this Bears team since after the NFC Championship year run against Green Bay. There hasn't been much to be positive about. It's been it's not been fun being a Bears fan at all.
No, it's been horrible. And listen, the Vikings have beat the Niners, the Eagles, the Cardinals, the Jets, and the Lions. None of those teams this year are any good.
Right, there's some piles out there.
Now Philly's the Super Bowl champs, and the Vikings were in the NFC Championship game last year, so that knock isn't being used against them like it's being used against the Bears, but the Bears didn't look outclassed when they played the Patriots.
They lost a huge lead against Green Bay on opening night, too.
Yeah, so they're within the margin of error of the good teams that they've played. And it feels good to have a competent team. Now, I won't be saying that in 2 years. Like, the standards will keep rising.
Absolutely, you know, yes.
Like that won't be satisfying in 2 years, and we're 4 years into Mitch Trubisky and three years into Matt Nagy.
Right.
But for right now, I don't think that's damning with faint praise or treating them like a minor league team to say, yeah, competency and competitiveness is really damn refreshing.
It is. It is. And I say enjoy it. Don't reserve that good feeling for down the road. Don't wait until Sunday night when they beat the Vikings. Feel good about your local boys. Feel good about them. There's a bunch of them going to Orlando this year for the Pro Bowl, unless they're busy the following week in Atlanta.
Oh, now you're starting to dream a little bit.
Don't you think it's an impossibility? Hey, the Rams are down a Cooper Kupp. And it's only week 11.
It's a possibility. Anything can happen.
Yeah. Something could happen. Not anything will happen.
That's right. You know what? Actually, Tanny, do we have big voice guy saying, you know, the Bears are going to the Super Bowl? Do we have it? I mean, Mitch Rosen, let's go.
It was. I'm sure it was in there 8 years ago.
Let's go. You're prepared for every possible permutation of what could happen in the sports landscape.
Every contingency gets considered. There's no question big voice guy gets busy on that sort of thing.
Breaking White Sox news. The Sox have shocked the sports world, signing free agent superstar Bryce Harper. For more on this huge move by the Sox, keep it on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
He's ready for that.
It's more likely that the Bears go to the Super Bowl than the White Sox sign Bryce Harper.
Exactly.
So let's get prepared, Mitch.
Yeah.
Sure, you could do that when the playoffs start. I understand it's not going to the Super Bowl is going to surprise you, but let's dream a little. Super Bowl.
Allow yourself to dream a little.
What do they say about hope?
Hope is the best of things.
That's right.
Nah.
Yeah, I'll take double-digit wins in a playoff appearance.
Yes, yes, that'd be good. But if they win the first playoff game, we don't stop there, do we?
No, of course not.
No, no, no. Say after, you know, if they blow a big lead in the divisional round, if they wind up playing in the wild card round, you can't say, well, we didn't expect to even be in the wild card round. If you blow that big lead, you expect them to win. They learn how to win along the way, and they have to learn how to play with leads, protect them, run the ball.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I always hate when people say, you know, oh, you know, I'm going to stick with my preseason Super Bowl prediction. Like, if your preseason Super Bowl prediction was, you know, Patriots and Rams, then yeah, stick with it. But if your preseason Super Bowl prediction was, you know, Falcons and Bills, I'd suggest changing it. Like, you can adjust expect. And by the way, Bills would have been a horrible pick. But like,
yeah, I don't know if anyone picked Mr. McDermott.
Probably not. But hey, they were a playoff team last year. But the point is like, things can change as you get more information,
right,
and you can raise the expectations of a team. That's what happened with the Khalil Mack trade, mm-hmm, and that's what'll happen if they beat the Vikings on Sunday night.
We totally missed Petrovsky talking to Mr. McDermott during Bills week. Their coach is Sean McDermott. We missed that one, Parco. How does that happen to rounders heads like us?
It's a bad job.
That's a bad job. Yeah, I just will have to be looking for worm drops down the road if the Bears have an opposing head coach whose nickname is Worm. I don't suspect there is.
I'd be surprised. So what do we have the rest of the way in terms of fun movie? Nothing Minnesota, right, for this week? Anything that you'd really want to do there?
Rudolph, the red-nosed tight end, if you want to play that game. I don't. I don't particularly, right?
That game sounds brutal.
Yeah.
We can play some Prince music if people want. Detroit. Eh, and New York, and got New York, and we can do New York film,
York movies, Giants week, sure,
right?
Yeah,
right.
That'll play
December 2nd. Get excited for that. Leading up to that, favorite New York movie,
The Pope of Greenwich Village, 1984, directed by the great Stuart Rosenberg, who also directed Cool Hand Luke in 1967. Two of the greatest guy movies ever made.
It's a bad job by me that I haven't seen it. And I will watch that movie before Giants Week. I will vow that to you right now. I will have seen that movie because you've said that it's the only guy movie better than Rounders.
Yep.
It was on your top 100 list.
Yep.
It's a New York movie. I will go out of my way. I will find a – because I don't think it's ever on the movie channels. I never see it. I'll search on
right.
demand. I'll
yeah.
search on demand tonight because you did a DVD walk up this morning. I might even have to plug in the Blu-ray player for you.
Yeah. Well, if you know, whenever you're ready, I'll be happy. Yes,
I'm sure
I did
you
a
have
DVD
it.
Walk up at 4:30 this morning because you get up to go to the bathroom and it's like, all right, I'll make coffee. I'm on my feet. I might as well make the first pot of coffee of the day. Yeah, the first. Right.
How many have you had?
I made my second when I got here at 11:30.
Okay.
So I'm, you know, two pots a day.
Two pots a day?
Probably lately, yeah.
Is that too much?
5 hours is a long race, man.
It really is,
especially when you're an old-timer.
Slow and steady wins
it. Yeah, no doubt.
We got some audio for you, though, that I think is going to jumpstart this thing for you. We'll get into it coming up on The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It reminds me of an issue of Spider-Man I did
when Peter Parker and Gwen Stacy went lingerie shopping. Of course, the Green Goblin showed up, and he pumpkin-bombed the hell out of the place. But aside from that, it's pretty much the same thing.
Oh, my God. Holy aren't you?
Oh, Stanley. Hi.
Legendary Stanley, dead at 95 years old yesterday. Audio there brought to you by Subway. They're raising the stakes with Subway Restaurant Steak and Cheese Signature Wrap, Chipotle Southwest Steak and Cheese Signature Wrap, Chipotle Cheesesteak Sub on their new Sunflower Crunch Bread. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Followed by the legendary Tony Iommi, a pretty good lead guitarist for a guy with no fingertips, but that's another story. Stan Lee dies yesterday at the age of 75, and I saw on Monday Night Football all kinds of tributes from NFL players. He touched the NFL in many ways, Danny Parkins.
Yeah, I wasn't the biggest comic book guy in the world, so it did not hit me emotionally like it did many people, but his cultural impact is undeniable.
Yeah, 95-year-old guys we don't know who die generally don't tear us up.
Correct. However, I knew who he was.
Yes, I did also, and I'm not a comic book guy either.
Mike Francesa did not, and while you maybe have heard the beginning of this clip, his further explanation as to his tastes in cinema is just delightful.
Eddie in Hoboken, what's up, Eddie?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's happening?
Hey, Mike, Stan Lee died today. Did you ever meet the guy? What do you think of him?
Stan Lee.
Yeah, Stan Lee.
I don't know who he is. Don't know who he is, no.
Jesus.
Who is he? Who is he? Who is Stan Lee?
He was one of the creators of Marvel Comics.
Oh, who cares? I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not a comic book guy. Is that who he is, Stan Lee?
The guy who created Spider-Man. That was his big thing.
Oh, created Spider-Man? Sorry. I never was a comic book reader as a kid. I apologize. Never. Never been into that stuff at all. Spider-Man, you know, any of that stuff. None of it. Not Batman, Spider-Man, whatever. Any of that crazy stuff. Also, you're talking to the wrong guy because I've never, and this is going to floor people, I've never seen a Star Wars movie. Never. Never seen a scene of a Star Wars movie. Not one. I like different kinds of movies. I like, you know, I like movies where it's boy gets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl back, good triumphs over evil. That's it. It's my kind of movie.
Not even piqued your interest just to see what it was about, checking out a scene a little bit?
I never even saw 2001.
The Space Odyssey? No.
Nope. I don't like science fiction. I did see a Planet of the Apes, the original one. I did see that.
Charlton Heston.
And when they show you the end, last scene is the Empire State, not the Empire State, the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
That one I saw. I did see that. I also don't go to horror movies. I've never seen a Chop Chop movie. I don't watch Chop Chop movies.
Chop Chop.
I don't like those. I don't like those. I've never seen a Halloween movie. I've never seen one of those, the guy who dresses up like the crazy, you know, the guy all the time who dresses up.
Michael Myers.
Yeah, Michael Myers. I've never seen those movies either. No, I don't watch
them. The guy who dresses up.
Don't like those. Don't like bloody movies. Don't like horror movies.
Oh, all right.
Oh, I saw Jaws. Yeah, but Jaws was a joke. Let's be honest, okay? I mean, Jaws, you know, that was, you know, that. Let's be honest. The beginning of it, the music, but the mechanical shark after a while was a little stupid. I mean, so, did I see Jaws? Yes. Yeah, I did.
Well,
see
Jaws, it just scared the heck of a lot of beachgoers.
Oh, no. You see, listen, if you grew up and you know, you really know about sharks, you'd already know enough about sharks that you didn't need to find out something from a movie about sharks. So I grew up, like, right on the ocean. I mean, I grew up where I walked to it every day. I lived on the same block as the ocean. So, I mean, I was down at the ocean all year round.
The ocean had a block?
The ocean, you know, the beach, we were down there all the time. So, you know, I grew up right on the ocean. So, I mean, that's all I ever knew was the ocean.
Oh, God.
Where would you like to begin on that one?
I like, boy gets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl. Never seen Star Wars, but that's the entire theme of Empire Strikes Back.
I've never
Back.
Seen a Star Wars movie.
You would love
Jesus.
I love the Jesus.
When Han gets Leia, he would have loved that part.
Yes, right.
He would have loved it.
Boy got girl.
Boy got girl. Man.
He he had no friends as a kid, did he?
Probably not.
No, I can't believe in somebody didn't take him outside since he lived on the same block as the ocean and put his head underwater and hold him there for 5 minutes to take him out of his misery.
He waves around his flag of ignorance with such pride.
Yeah, he sure does.
I hate comic book movies. I hate bloody movies. I hate Star Wars movies.
Chop Chop movies.
I hate Star Wars movies.
Never heard him referred to as Chop Chop movies.
I've never seen a Chop Chop movie. I don't watch Chop Chop movies.
Slasher films? Is that what you're trying to say?
I think so.
I've never seen one of those, the guy who dresses up like the crazy, you know, the guy all the time who dresses up.
Michael Myers.
Yeah, Michael Myers. I've never seen those movies either. No, I don't watch those.
The guy who dresses up all the time.
Hey, Mike, Stan Lee died. Who's Stan Lee? The guy who created Marvel Comics.
Oh, who cares? Who cares?
People who know anything about sharks. What a tool. He is such a tool.
Stan Lee died today. Did you ever meet the guy? What do you think of him?
Stan Lee.
Yeah, Stan Lee.
I don't know who he is. Don't know who he is, no.
Jesus.
Who is he?
That's great.
Oh, who cares? There's a lot of types of movies to not like. So he basically likes rom-coms and gangster movies. Is that all that's left?
Yeah, love stories, apparently. Yeah. Man, that's... he's no fun.
No.
He's...
zero fun, sir.
He's a joyless human being, isn't he? I mean, you listen to him all the time now. You did when you were at Syracuse. I've not spent much time with him, but every time we play something on this show, it's joyless.
Yeah, he is joyless. Certainly later in age, later in life, he's become joyless. He used to have the joy for the big game. And you could feel like you wanted to get Francesa's thoughts on the big game, the big sports moment.
The big game! I'm Ted Champion! Yeah.
Well, okay. He claims to have invented Radio Row at the Super Bowl. I mean, the radio stations weren't going until me and Doug. I mean,
who cares?
Me and Doug started the whole thing, and everyone follows us.
Is that
us.
True? Do you know?
I mean, I have no idea if it's true.
I suspect the NFL had a lot to do with it by opening its arms to media.
He takes credit
and
for a lot of
things. Sports radio mushroomed in this country in the early 90s. Yeah. The NFL said, come on in, gave people gifts.
I mean, if me and Doug weren't there, I mean, was there really a point in being there? I mean, was there even a game being played? If me and Doug weren't there, I don't think so. I mean, 19 years, Radio Row number one.
I don't like science fiction.
I always saw different teams in the Super Bowl, but me and Doug were there at the same time. Same place every year. All the big guests would come by.
Never talking to each other during breaks.
No.
Ever.
No.
Witnessed it.
Never talked about movies.
Yeah. I don't like science fiction either, and that's where he wanted to go when talking about Stan Lee. Comics and science fiction, I don't know. I guess you can call them the same. I don't.
Oh, who cares?
But and never having been a comic, open your mind as you get older. You know, maybe you'll like something. Find a reason to like it. I didn't like superhero movies either, but several years ago, because I take my son Patrick, who has autism, 25, to pretty much anything that's playing because he loves it, we went and saw the second Captain America, Winter Soldier, and I fell in love with that film. The first time I watched it, I thought, this is tremendous, and I've seen a bunch of, no, it's not, you know, good triumphing over evil in the purest sense, like relatably, but still, suspend disbelief for a minute and just enjoy yourself for 2 hours. I gave myself that pep talk, and I'm glad I did, because if you can't appreciate Paul Rudd as Ant-Man, you're missing out on all the best life has to offer.
Avengers, something with the Ultron. I don't know what it is. Something with the Ultron.
Jesus.
Jesus, he's all time.
You
man.
Really are an insufferable human.
Just so scared of what he doesn't know.
Chop chop, sci-fi,
and then it goes off on Jaws.
Yeah, what was the drive-by?
Jaws was a joke.
Jaws.
Let's be honest, okay? I mean, Jaws. You know that was, you know, that. Let's be honest. The beginning of it. The music, but the mechanical shark after a while was a little stupid. I mean, so, did I see Jaws? Yes.
They had, good for you.
Yeah, he saw Jaws.
It was fantastic. It was 1975, and he's wrong about the American reaction to the film. People were deathly afraid of, that's the first movie of its kind. There wasn't Shark Week yet.
But not
people
him,
were scared,
Mac.
Right, because he lived
grew
on
up
the
on
same
the block,
block
of the ocean.
Yeah, you know, the block, there's the ocean, a block there.
There you go. Anyway, it's a great film. It really is.
They did have problems with that mechanical shark. They had so many. They just kept postponing the shoots. That Roy Scheider, who played Chief Brody, and Richard Dreyfuss, who played Matt Hooper from the Oceanographic Department of the government.
Who is he?
They developed a very strong friendship. That scene when they're in the boat and they're drinking and they're singing and toasting and that stuff, that was real. They developed a very, very solid friendship because of Frances's mechanical shark that was causing issues.
Shep is out sick today, so we will give him a chance to respond and defend Jaws.
Yeah, he's going to be sicker if he hears that.
Yeah. Don't worry.
Diarrhea for a month.
Shep will get his response at some point. It's McNeil and Parkins on the Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.